The Plucky Haggis, 10th of December 2010. The Art of Making Love and Whiskey. Collared doves. How do they do it? I mean, mating in 2 degrees. Okay, there was a glimpse of sunshine on the 9th of December, a slight breeze, but I ask you. No wonder they've populated our country so rapidly and intensely. Having such high sex drive and taking the briefest of opportunities to procreate. There weren't any known pairs in the UK prior to 1955. Not that I mind, of course. A little jealous, perhaps. But do they know something we don't? Maybe a New Year heatwave? Right now, many of us would take that. However, I don't really expect to see squabs late January, or a heatwave, but will tell you if I do. These birds are just incredibly affectionate, and may have a tendency to pair bond. With a lifespan of about 15 years, I anticipate the mating frame in my garden, as demonstrated earlier in this blog, will see a lot more action to come, as they tend to enjoy using one area. Sounds familiar? Even their family name, Columbidae, with imagination and twist of dialect, sounds like column, bed, aye. Sometimes a bird just can't say no to a romantic cooing invitation. Fancy that. Collared doves normally breed between March and October, and while the warmth of the sun normally determines the breeding season, what's the coldest you've seen birds, feathered variety, engage in hide the giblet, or seen early fledglings appear? When taking photographs in unique conditions, it's really important to rely on quality of results. Sadly, not for me on Tuesday past. Sure, this plucky amateur photographer managed to take some good shots, but none revealed the detailed ice crystallization I witnessed. Conditions were perfect. Several days of extremely hard frost, then -6, then -9, with the bluest sky the following morning. So incredibly frustrating. I so wanted to blame my tools. I do need a camera. But it was my fault. Dear imaginary Claus, please provide me with the income to obtain a new digital SLR, lenses and filters, so that I can improve my hobby for plucky fans' viewing pleasure. Now light log fire, send request up chimney, and wait. Until then, spending $500 to $1,500 isn't sensible. As the Autumn Watch discussion board was closing down, I started work on a poem. To set it in context, several mentioned their love of whiskey, malts mostly, when two dear friends decided to ridicule those who added water to their dram. I was goaded into responding as they associated this practice with Sassenachs, Gaelic for Saxon, Lowlander or Englishman. A Highlander myself, I resent the fallacy of not adding water, which was probably encouraged by canny Scots brewers, wishing you to drink it as quickly as possible. Sooner you drank one dram and bottle, sooner you'd buy another. I'm no connoisseur or whiskey snob, but there really is two ways to enjoy this crafted liquor, which to my mind is unlike any other. Straight, or with something less than 50% water to taste. Those who suggest it's sacrilege to add water to malt, akin to adding ice, with which I'd concur, surely forget that making it required a substantial amount in the first place, and is even cut to strength by the addition of more. There can be little genuine support for such puritanical cries, outside the banter and cajoling us Scots so dearly love to participate, and hope you agree with my poetic response to the artful codger and skylark. Sky and art, on water and whiskey, slange. The art of making whiskey and art of drinking whiskey, quite similar they must be, both dependent on our sky for ah that rain and ripened grain. Water stramash, please refrain. I consider, staring up at sky, add more water or none at all. Grace permit us a drapty taste, each to their own unique bouquet, and raise our toast to one and all. Slangevar, slant matha. Cheers, mate. Good health. I touched on the weather regarding my inability to photograph perfectly in it of late, but I sympathise with those of you caught up in travel chaos. Despite this brief respite, there's ominously more to come as this winter continues to rewrite records. Perhaps I'll get a better opportunity before winter is out to capture those stunning, twinkling ice crystal clear images. The Plucky Haggis.